Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Quince. A thoughtfully built wardrobe comes down to pieces that mix well and last. That's where Quince shines. Premium fabrics, considered design, and everyday essentials that feel effortless to wear and dependable, even as the seasons change. Quince has the everyday essentials I love with quality that lasts, like lightweight cashmere sweaters, short sleeve Mongolian cashmere polos, linen bottoms and shorts, tees and 100% Pima cotton and European jersey linen. These are the versatile pieces that make a wardrobe actually work season to season. And Quince works directly with top factories and cuts out the middlemen, which means you're not paying for brand markup or fancy retail stores, just quality clothing. Their clothing is rated between 4.5 and 5 stars by thousands of people wearing it every day. And they only partner with factories that meet rigorous standards for craftsmanship and ethical production. And may I just add, those linen shorts have become my go-to. They don't wrinkle like cheap linen does, and they work with everything, and they didn't cost a fortune either. So stop overcomplicating your wardrobe. You don't need a closet full of options. You need a few pieces that actually work. So right now, go to quince.com/babble for free shipping and 365-day returns. That's a full year to build your wardrobe and love it. And you will. So stop overcomplicating your wardrobe. You don't need a closet full of options. You just need pieces that actually work. So right now, go to quince.com/babble for free shipping and 365-day returns. That's a full year to build your wardrobe and love it. And you will. Now available in Canada too. So don't keep settling for clothes that don't last. Go to quince.com/babble. B-A-B-B-L-E for free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/babble. Thank you so much to Quince for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we are giving out advice. We discuss how to get your partner to satisfy your needs, tips on moving on and moving out, how to rekindle a friendship you ended because they fucked on your counter, and how to support your transgender students. To watch the visual version of the podcast a week before it's on iTunes and SoundCloud, download the full screen app and enjoy. And if you're an eligible AT&T Wireless customer, you can stream Psychobabble again and again because they're giving it to you for a year at no extra cost. Just go to fullscreen.com/ATT for more details. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Hi, Tyler.
Hey, Corey.
Welcome back.
Are we respectable today?
Never.
When was the last time you got fingered the house down?
I couldn't even tell you.
Are you kidding? What about in public or anything?
Fingered the house down? Like you just slip one in your rump?
Well, you don't just slip it in the rump. They do. What do you mean? Huh? Like in the line of McDonald's or something?
I guess I missed it better when we were respectable.
Let's go back to respectable.
Yeah. Be a couple of respectable girls.
Respectable girls. I have nothing to say as a respectable girl.
I love that when I saw you this morning, I was kooky and you were boring, and now suddenly you want to be kooky.
And now you want to be boring.
I'm never boring.
Would you rather be kooky or eat a cookie? Or have you ever played Ookie Kookie?
You know what I'm talking about? Is that a real game?
I've
heard urban legends about it. You called it Ookie?
I don't call it that. I've heard it called Ookie.
We called it Ookie Cookie.
I've never heard it called.
Ookie rhymes with cookie.
No. I was trying to make it rhyme.
Ookie Cookie?
Yeah.
Like Cookie Crisp.
It's Ookie Cookie.
Then explain Cookie Crisp. Or Cookie Crisp.
Have you ever played Ookie Cookie with Cookie Crisp?
I only play Ookie Cookie alone. It's kind of just fun and then dessert.
With Oreos?
You can't count the sperm via taste.
Wait. So tell the kids what Ookie Cookie is. They'll Google it, I'm sure.
It's when all of you and your lads or bros are hanging out. You had just watched Family Guy. What else do straight people do? You've tossed a ball. You've placed a bet.
You know, I'll just read the Urban Dictionary definition.
Yes, thank you.
Step one, place a cookie on the table. Step two.
Hold, I have questions.
What kind of cookie? What kind of table? Well,
how many legs are on the table?
Four.
I like a three-legged table. It reminds me so much of those stands
for
pizzas.
Those seem way too easy to knock over.
No, I'm talking about for pizza. Game. In fact, that little stand in the middle of a pizza might be the perfect table for an Ookie Cookie.
Yeah. If you're playing with Smurfs.
You never know. For daddy.
Step one, place the cookie on the table.
Okay. Step but the two. Table has to be small because if you all have to... Not everyone can
shoot the house down. You can play with this table.
Nobody.
Maybe it's a fucking cookie cake and it takes up the whole table.
Okay, so how big's the cookie? How big's the cake? Or how big's the table? How big's the cookie?
Listen.
But my concern is if it's a fucking... You can't just use one of those church basement long tables.
You could use like an end table in your living room.
You need like an end table.
You want it like knee height.
You want it to be a wood that you're not going to stain. Or stained wood works too, actually.
Can I finish?
That's the question of the game, honey. Okay, so you got the table. You got the cookie. Are we talking Nabisco? Are we talking Mrs. Fields?
What kind of cookie do you like?
If I say Mrs. Fields, is that a little close to home?
No.
I was going to say an onion ring, but then it's kind of like, that's a target, really.
Ookie onion ring.
Ookie onion ring. What rhymes with a Funyun?
Funyun onion
Funyun
ring.
Funyun onion. Yeah, so Funyun listen, onion is
bitch,
a great
okay,
variation
just
of the
to
game.
Make you shut up, it's a fucking chocolate chip cookie. It's on a knee-height table that's three-legged,
cookie.
That's not too big.
I would pick a sugar
plain
cookie.
Or frosting?
Wow. I wasn't expecting frosting. Well, it's a BYOF.
Okay. So you place the cookie on the table.
Yeah.
Step two. Gather some bored guys. Guys that are bored. It says, preferably frat bros.
Hell yeah.
Step
frat guys
three.
Whip out a ruler. Didn't you ever read it?
Step three. Get them to stroke it.
Stroke what? Their egos?
Last one to come eats the cookie.
So this doesn't make sense to me.
Because would purposely hold out?
Some people, no names, might be like, oh, I just can't get there quick enough. And then voluntarily, but not out loud,
and be like, oh,
wanna be last so they can eat that
now
damn cookie.
I have to eat this cookie.
Oh, shoot. No. Wow. This is all
here
the lies.
We are trying to do a nice advice
gonna be respectful
episode
today?
For the kids. And we just gave them a 4-minute demo on how to play Ookie Cookie.
No, a demo would be something very different.
Well,
now,
is,
have you ever played
it is
Ookie
visual
Cookie?
Now.
Have you played Ookie Cookie?
No, I vividly remember the first time somebody told me this story of like, they told me
I
that
people
play I
would much rather use a Rosemary Triscuit. But maybe that's just me.
I want to use those fucking mustard pretzels. Those are good. Yeah.
I would use like one of those brown things in Chex Mix, the chips.
Yeah. What Fuck. Is that? What is
and
that?
And honestly,
how do you get a big one of those?
Honestly, the taste and texture of what goes on the ook might really conflict with a chocolate chip or a peanut butter cookie or a sugar cookie.
That totally
if it
makes
were to be on
sense.
A rosemary and thyme Triscuit, low sodium.
You're low.
BYOS.
The lowest of sodiums. It gives you a way to use it in a sentence.
How much sodium is in
an Ookie Cookie?
In ejaculation.
I think you'll have to ask your doctor for that one.
My doctor would 100% not even blink an eye at that question after the things that I've asked him in my life.
What have you asked him? Let's make that up.
What's up? How are you? First and foremost, that's what I asked.
So what you say is, hey, frat brothers,
no.
Let's play
Ookie. There's a script.
Says, hey, frat brothers, let's play Ookie Cookie to bond.
Bond?
Like they're bonding.
Oh.
not to Bond music, 007. Well, I would definitely be the last one if that were the music playing. Have you ever played
Bond? Did you ever play 007? Cookie. Hey, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, for N64?
Yes, bitch. Who would you be?
The girl.
Always. So is that always like a gay thing, or is it like just a couple of us?
Well, I loved playing with Golden Gun, where you just one shot, bam, you're dead.
That was fun.
Kind of like real life. Unless you're 50 Cent. Ooh. He's been shot a lot.
Just one shot on that ookie cookie. So my problem is if the table's too big, some people are just dribble queens.
Well, then lick the table. I know you're kids.
I just imagine losing ookie cookie.
I know you're concerned.
Saying, don't make me eat ever all of it. Guys. Get it.
Wow. Okay.
What about ookie SpaghettiOs?
Your porn Soupy. History search must be a fun time.
It's an adventure.
Do you clear browser history? Or do you like open a private window?
I open a private window when I remember. When I want to get freaky with my damn self.
Like, so usually.
No, if I'm just searching for like.
Well, I have some advice.
Normal
guys. I have some advice for you.
Normal guy stuff. Then I just keep it casual.
Are you into guy stuff? What's that quote about guy stuff? Oh.
I don't remember. What is it from? What are you talking about?
I'll tell you after the podcast.
What?
There was a guy that you went on a date with. It was into guy stuff.
Who?
I'm not.
Tell me with your brain. In San Francisco?
No, in LA.
Oh, I was getting a guy stuff San Francisco vibe. God,
I'll give you some advice. You're going to want me to wait and tell you this story.
Is it somebody that I don't want anybody to know I hooked up with? Is it somebody the people at home would know? Who's into guy stuff?
It's more has to do with the guy stuff and the way he phrases guy stuff. I feel like this is the most.
Is it something I don't want ever to be repeated?
Yeah, probably. Oh, cool. I think you made me sign a
NDA
for this.
Okay. Well, if I were to do a ookie kooky, I would bring NDAs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
They'd be like, don't tell anyone that I had to clean the whole table. Wow. What a respectable episode.
Anyway, okay, so what were we trying to do today?
Advice.
Okay, so the advice is
don't be the last one to get the cookie.
Don't be the last to wake daddy.
Are you ready? This was from...
We're really going to do advice.
Yeah, girl.
Oh.
Shit. This is from P.
Okay.
It says, hi, Tyler and Corey. I'm a big fan of the show and was wondering if you could give me some advice. Mm. I'm a 19-year-old girl from a very small town. The environment...
Hold up. It said very tiny town. I wish you wouldn't...
Fuck you. I ad-lib.
Really fuck with P.
The environment and my overly protective parents have made me feel a little sheltered, like I may have missed out on things. This past year when I went to college, I really got to explore my interests and start figuring out what I want to do with my life. After I graduate, I want to live in a big city so much, but my parents want me to stay close to home. Mm. They don't support me moving away and feel like they haven't been supportive of other dreams of mine in the past. I know I'm an adult and ultimately the decision is mine, but I'm very close with my mom and I respect her opinions. Any advice on what you would do or say when having discussions about this? Love you guys.
That's tough. I mean, I feel like you can probably relate because you come from a smaller town than I do. But if it's something that's... Here's the thing. At the end of your damn life, you're going to have to be stuck with all of your decisions. I would say most of the people in your life will leave your life, will die... At the very fucking end, you're stuck with you and what you decided to do with your life and what you decided to become and your choices and your consequences. Are you going to look back and be like, wow, I'm really glad I did what my mom wanted me to do?
Yeah.
Or am I really glad that I changed who I was or stayed in the closet because people wanted me to? All these decisions you make because of outside sources. So, like, moving, the world is so small with the internet that, like, It doesn't matter as much
you
anymore, I don't
think. You can FaceTime. If your mom's your best friend, you can talk every day.
But, like, at the end
of
the day, you're stuck with the decision you make, and are you going to be happy if you stay because somebody else wanted you to? That's
my advice is the best, and literally I think it's the best advice I ever got, was when I moved from Michigan to San Francisco, and my mom said, don't ever be afraid to say you want to come home. And that, to me, was like, go out, spread your wings, explore, do what you want to do. And if it doesn't fit and it's not right for you, you can come back home.
I have
friends that did
that.
We still support you. I know one of my cousins did the same thing. She moved to Florida for a bit, didn't love it, didn't like it, missed her family, missed her sister, and came back home. And there's shame in that as long as you tried it and experienced it and figured out what works for you and what doesn't.
I would say you have to trust your gut. If your gut says, get me the fuck out of here, there's probably a reason. You probably feel like you can't expand who you are, or you feel like you've met a dead end in your own development. And that's, I think, more detrimental than going home and feeling homesick.
Well, and where I was in Michigan before I moved, I lived like 30 minutes away from where my parents were. And it's like, I talked to them every day, and I would see them from time to time. Certainly I saw them more often when I lived in Michigan, but it's like, we've made a point to still talk to each other like once a week, if not every day via text or something. So it's like, you might miss some of them, but with technology today, you can talk to anybody however you want, whenever you want. FaceTime, YOLO.
I think it's a choice that you have to make. I think it's something that nobody should be able to tell you. You have to stay here. You have to go here. You're 19 years old. This is your choice.
Yeah. And if you go try it for a year, 6 months, 2 months, I'd say at least try it. If that's where your gut's leading you, then follow your gut.
Yeah.
You know yourself better than anybody else.
Yeah. And I feel like I don't know what it's like to be a parent, to like watch a child leave home and like feel that, whatever. But I feel like a good parent is a parent that says, spread your damn wings instead of stay in my damn cage. Like, go live your damn life. That's my advice.
Yeah. And if you need help, just listen to Overprotected by Britney Spears off of the...
If you feel alone...
Britney album.
Bitch. Honey. Sissy. Honey girl. Get your girls... Call your frat boys up. Play a nice game of ookie kookie. You won't be so lonely.
No, you won't.
Now, before we talk about anything else today, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Talkspace. We love Talkspace over here on Psychobabble. They have provided sponsorships for a few episodes so far, but what I love about them is they really prioritize mental health. Taking care of yourself is so much more than going just to, you know, a physical doctor or a dentist. It's also taking care of what you're thinking about and making sure that you're getting support if you're going through trouble, if you have, like, problems with work or problems with family. So if you are on the go and you're like, how do I even have time to find a therapist, maintain a relationship with a therapist, have somebody to talk to, Talkspace is an online therapy company, and it makes it easy to connect with an experienced, licensed therapist. To sign up or to learn more, you can go to Talkspace.com/babble, and if you use the coupon code Babble, which is B-A-B-B-L-E, you will get $30 off your first month. Again, that is Babble, that's the code, if you use Talkspace.com/babble. Thank you so much, Talkspace, for being therapy for how we live today. We appreciate you here on the podcast.
Question from R.
Are you going to read this one? I think this one's right up your alley.
R would like to know, during my freshman year of college, I shared an apartment with my high school best friend. Things started out great until we started to hate each other. The final straw that ended our friendship was when I came home to him and his boyfriend butt-ass naked doing doggy on my kitchen counters. I yelped, get off my counters and put your dicks away. I moved out 3 days later. It's been about 3 years without any form of communication, and I wanted to ask if you guys knew how I could open that line of communication again. Well, that was a fucking roller coaster.
Well, the way you read it was a little...
I think I delivered. I'm ready for my ABC original.
I think you're probably going to get Grammy nominated for that audio recording.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you?
I probably won't win.
How would you yelp, get off my counters and put away your dicks?
Get off my counters.
Ow.
Get off my counters.
Uh-huh.
And put away your dicks.
Put your dicks away. Line?
Line.
One more take.
One more take.
One more take.
I thought this would be a great question for me to answer because I'm really good at reopening lines of communication.
Did you ever walk in on me doing anything?
Just the time you and that guy did guy stuff.
No. Did you really?
No. I heard you're squeaking, though.
Squeaking for daddy.
I was thinking, this will be a great question that I can answer because I know how to reopen lines of communication while you just cut people out of your life permanently.
If my roommate ever had their dicks out on my counters...
Bitch, you...
I would
first
applaud.
Of all, they were sharing a counter, so to be QH.
I am fairly certain if I ever walked home and you were maybe in the kitchen...
Maybe they had duct tape down the middle of the kitchen and it was his side of the counters.
if that is how that relationship
What if when
works.
We lived together in San Francisco, you come strolling in.
We did have different cabinets.
Yeah, like my macaroni and cheese, which you would eat. Although you always helped yourself to my shredded cheese bag.
When you're drunk, you're drunk. And when you're here,
oh,
you're family.
Oh, so that's an excuse.
Anyway, what's the problem?
I would say if you're feeling inclined to reach back out and open lines of communication, then do it. I've done this a few times with friends that I had from college that I lost touch with and wanted, felt like in my heart to reach back out. And I sent them a message either on Facebook or text or something or an email. I think it was actually an email because it was long-winded and just said, hey, I know we didn't both do things right. I think I've grown a lot in the last 3 years. I miss you in my life. I think about you all the time. But that's how I felt.
That's how Corey would do it. I would literally text them and be like, are you still alive? Because I'm like, I'm not, we both know what we're, the pleasantries that somebody can say of like, I'm sorry, I said the wrong, I did the blah, blah, blah. I'm like, let's just, if I didn't talk to somebody for a few years, I'd be like, sis, where are you? What are you doing with your life?
And I'd be like, how dare you come back into my life without apologizing for fucking someone on my counter, you self-centered handy.
Haney. I don't think, there are a lot of things that could have separated the two of you and ended your friendship that are much worse. This is not the end of the world.
I mean, I think it's up to you. If you are feeling inclined to reach out, you can certainly do it in any way possible. The
a
way
good,
that I...
A good, whether or not you feel they were in the wrong or you were in the wrong or whatever, a good end of, like, a dead relationship is to just be like, we were both dumb, we were both young... Water under the bridge.
I get
Let's
it.
Move
you
forward.
Don't have time to read a two-paragraph email.
What I'm saying is, it's not at that point.
Can't
if
believe
you,
this is our first fight,
bitch. Listen, if you really truly want to be friends, then did it matter whose fault it was? Did it matter what
well,
happened?
No, but
really?
That's what I'm not saying. I want to write out a long email. I'm just saying my the point of my email was exactly what you were saying, just in a longer winded form about being like, I think about you, obviously, like. I wonder if you're doing okay. I would like to open lines of communication again.
But also,
if somebody hadn't talked to me in 3 years and it ended a little heated and they texted me and said, are you alive?
I've had that. And I'm like, oh, how nice. We're just going to continue our friendship. I'm
That's
so,
because you don't
I'm
ever
so want to
talk
that.
About anything.
That's so untrue. I'm the most
to talk
about.
Because you don't ever want to talk about anything.
Are you
big
kidding?
This, like,
that is you. Are you kidding?
You just like sweep everything under the rug.
My rug is transparent. If I put it under the rug, you can
Your
still
rug
see
is dirty, Henny. You need to vacuum.
Anywho, what I'm saying is, here's a thing.
I think that we both agree in that.
We both agree. We just have different
methods of madness, and that's okay.
Here's a bigger issue. No matter if they fucked on your counter or fucked your boyfriend or whatever they might have done to end your friendship, big or small, you have to accept that they showed you who they are. And they could still be that person.
Okay.
And,
I like where you're going with this.
And so if you want to rekindle that friendship, do not be surprised if they fuck on your counter again. Bitch, they showed you who they were. If you come crawling back, fool you once, shame on you, fool you twice, blah, blah, blah.
So I guess the moral
so
of the
what
story
I'm saying
is don't let them sleep over at your house.
If this is an issue that would end the friendship part two.
True.
Then that's on you, boo, if you try to invite that back into your life. You, if somebody shows you who they are, accept them or get rid of them. You cannot change people. You can suggest it, but that's their choice. So if they come back, don't be pissed if they fuck on your counter again.
What if they shit
that's
on your
that.
Counter?
That's that. Well, sometimes that's part of fucking.
But I mean,
your
good
counter.
Luck, R. I hope you get your best friend back.
Me too. I can't believe you submitted this question. Can't believe this is us ghost arguing about ourselves. Can't believe this is therapy.
When I was reading the questions to like get some of them for this episode, there was one that was like, one of the subjects was like, help, I have the biggest crush on my roommate. And I was reading it with my roommate, Steven, and I was like, did you submit a question to
did he
Psychobabble?
Also do, naked doggy on my kitchen counter? Get Bitch. Off my counters
our
and counter, put your
Our counters
away.
Aren't that big. We could use an island.
If somebody fucked on my island, I would my first
you
instinct
don't have
would be
an
like
island.
My first instinct would be like,
you
God, I'm rich,
island.
I have an island. And get off my island.
This is from L. L says, I'm a 16-year-old non-binary person with a vagina, and I recently lost my virginity in a new relationship with another person who has a vagina. The thing is, my significant other is a pillow princess and won't reciprocate sex. So I'm here getting them off every time, and they never do the same for me. I'm not necessarily mad. I'm just frustrated that they're having all the fun while I've never had an orgasm in my life. I haven't communicated any of my feelings yet because I don't know the best way to do so without seeming needy. How should I bring up the situation and tell them what I want from them without coming off in a negative way? Thanks a bunch.
Oh my God. First of all, is pillow princess a term?
Apparently it is.
I think that's you. You're the opposite of a pillow princess.
You are the definition of a pillow prince.
Thank you. That's really sweet. Though, did I tell you about this year? I recently made the switch of mushy pillow to cotton pillow. From feathers to cotton.
Okay.
And I thought, what the fuck? I'm 28 and I have been thinking mushy was... Because I always thought feathers were rich people things. So I would always want mushy pillows.
Bitch, your pillows are like a dollar from IKEA. And you thought you were rich.
And so now.
You don't even have an island.
So now with my flat.
You love a flat pillow now?
I love a flat pillow. I thought, oh my God, I have been wrong this whole time.
You really have.
Anyway, so Elle wants to know how
the
does
best
Elle
way to like
get
bring this
what
up.
Elle wants?
Elle wants.
Elle wants
the double tap
to
down
feel
south.
That, feel that goodness.
Yeah.
Feel that ookie cookie for Elle's self.
Exactly.
So I would say, I mean, this is the most generic advice of all time, but communication is the only
is
way
key.
You will ever not resent. Communication is the only way to make that happen. That's like foolproof.
I was going to say, I don't think, by no means should you ever think that expressing your feelings
and what you want.
And what you want makes you a needy person.
Right.
Because, first of all, everybody has
the
needs.
Only needy person in this situation I'm getting a vibe of is the pillow princess. Truly.
I would say...
That's needy.
If you're at the point in the relationship with this person where you're fooling around and doing stuff physically, then you should definitely, if you're mature enough to do that, then I think you should also be mature enough to have a bigger conversation of what you need. And that by no means makes you needy or like self, like, what's the word?
I don't know.
Like all about yourself?
Oh, self-absorbed?
Self-absorbed. Like wanting to experience the pleasure that you've given to your partner doesn't make
you
there's
a couple
needy
things.
Or self-absorbed.
There's a couple things. I would say, first, orgasm is not end-all, be-all in every relationship. You are fully...
It is if you're playing Ookie Cookie.
Yes, Annie, it is. Unless you're going to just have an ookless cookless. All I'm saying is, for some people, it's completely fine to not orgasm. And they will experience that sex and be fulfilled and
oh,
be happy.
Yeah.
And for some people, they would love to be with a pillow princess and be the giver all the time and not ever even touch the downstairs and feel that... orgasm realness.
Yeah.
If that is on your agenda of what you do want to do, then you are allowed to communicate that. You are allowed to have that. You're allowed to do that with yourself without your partner.
Right.
You are allowed to like feel that.
And maybe if you want to get more comfortable first, like
I would say, yes.
Get a toy or something.
Hook that cook down yonder.
Like you can give yourself an orgasm sometimes.
No, can you tell me how?
I'm going to save it for the ookless cookless.
I think you bop
episode.
It.
I think you twist it, bop it, and pull it.
But
that's
not necessarily
from
in that
my,
order.
That's my experience.
Yeah. I just bop it
and
30
actually,
times.
When they made Bop It Extreme, they did add Flick It.
Really?
They did.
No.
And Spin It was the other one.
The other.
Is Bop It just like...
Yes, it is. The last time I came home, I walked in the front door. You know, my dad is hard of hearing.
Mm.
And guess what I walked in on him doing?
It. Flicking his mouse. Flicking his bean.
Worse. Sitting in the living room.
Naked.
Playing Bop It Extreme.
I love Bop
Alone.
It. That's a fun game.
In the dim lighting. Just sitting there.
You don't need bright
it.
Lights.
It was a solemn look. Right in front of the Christmas tree, just playing Bop It.
Bright
and I think,
lights.
You know what, Elle? That could be you. But without the, like, suggestions.
Bright lights.
Live your damn life. Communicate what you want. If you don't communicate and you keep letting this happen, the only outcome I can foresee is resentment toward your partner.
I agree.
If you're not getting what you want, your partner, if they're digging you, they should be like, oh my God, I hear you. I want to give what you want to you.
Yeah, it's a two-way street.
And if they are a firm pillow princess, not firm, but like, you know what I mean? It's strict pillow princess. And it's not
stern.
For them about being what you want, then maybe it's not a good matchup.
Right. And then you've got to find some way to get what you're missing or what you want. And if The only way to do that is to have a conversation.
Starts with a combo.
Yeah.
Okay, so next advice question. Lord, Jay, learn how to spark them.
No, I thought this was a good question, but don't read it like you read the last one. Like, speed it up a little.
Jay says, I had a hard day this week and thought of you two and wondered how you would handle this situation. I'm a music teacher at a school for kids grades K through 8. This past Wednesday, one of our sixth grade students, who is a member of my choirs, sent me and a few other teachers an email explaining that it was a day in Pride Month where they recognize transgender people who identify female to male. This past Wednesday, one of my sixth grade students, who is a member of my choirs, sent me and a few other teachers an email explaining that it was a day in Pride Month where they recognize transgender people and that this student identified this way. The student asked us to call them a chosen name and to use he, him pronouns. I was really proud of my student for being brave enough to come out to us and sent a reply back to them, letting them know that they had my full support. But when I sent the email, it was kicked back to me. The school's administration had suspended the student's email account and asked all teachers who received the coming out email to file it away and ignore it. The student's mother is not supportive of her child identifying as transgender at this age and wanted us to continue using the given name and she, her pronouns. What made it worse is that it was academic awards day and I presented two awards to the student and was told to use their female name. And it broke my heart. How would you handle the situation? I want to show my student that I am an ally, that I support them, and that I acknowledge what a tremendous step in the journey they took by coming out to me, but I also don't want to lose my job for defying the orders of an administration or make matters worse between the student and the mother. Any advice? So, just to clarify, this student uses he, him pronouns.
Yes.
And he is transgender, came out to the teacher. The administration says no. The parent says no. Misgendered the student and says continue using the wrong name.
Correct.
I always think of the interview where somebody asked an activist and said, how can we let young people that are that young make such a big decision for their life? And the activist replied, well, people that young sometimes make the decision to complete suicide. And that shut them right up because the decisions you make of silencing a child's identity or dismissing how they identify have tremendous impact on that person. And obviously, suicide is so far and hopefully is never the case. But if you say to somebody, you are not how you identify, that is detrimental to their whole life. That's setting them up for rejection. That's setting them up for, I guess, hating you or hating their situation. It's
what do you think the teacher can do in this situation? If anything.
I don't know.
You know what I would do?
What would you do?
I think I would talk to the student one-on-one and say, I appreciate the, like, big steps you made to come out to me and to share this with me. I'm sorry that we're both in an environment where people aren't supporting this supporting you at this time. And I would, I mean, if I were the teacher, I would literally tell them that I will call them by their chosen name whenever possible. Like, even if it's just between them or they're writing notes to the student and saying, hi, checking in on
it's
you.
So
hope you're
hard,
doing
though.
Well.
I get what you mean. Even if it's one-on-one, that does mean something. But like, I would, if I were the teacher, here's what I would really do. Get a hold. I would email this situation to ACLU. I would email the situation to GLSEN or GLAAD and ask them for advice. Not telling them to like take action per se quite yet, but say, what do I do? What are my legal limits? What am I allowed to do?
Yeah.
What can an administration tell me I'm allowed to do? Because this is touchy for age. This is touchy because parenting. This is touchy for a lot of reasons.
I just think in this situation, if this person was brave enough to come out and then everyone's just going to ignore it, and not act like it happened and refuse to accept it, I think even one person can make a difference. And even if it's just that one teacher who's using the pronouns that they want or using the name that they've chosen when it's just the two of them in the room, maybe they stay after class and they say, how was your day? And they use the name that the child wants to be called. I mean, that's better than everyone just sweeping it under the rug.
Right. I would say, bare minimum, do not use the wrong pronouns. And that's easy if you use they and them. It's like, I think it's more harmful to use the wrong pronouns than maybe no pronouns.
Yeah.
And obviously we don't have all the answers, and this is clearly touchy because for a million reasons.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just so, I wonder, because I'm like, when I had, I know this isn't the same at all, like, but it's like some schools, when you went, like, you went by your middle name instead of your first name.
Right.
Like,
if I can ask
kids go by
on
like
day one
Steve
that.
Instead of Steven, like, why can't they just, I don't know.
I agree.
I'm sad that the situation is what it is, but I'm glad that
you're there.
Teacher wants to do more, or at least is asking the questions and doesn't want to just let it all be pushed away and pretend it never happened.
I think the most important thing is to have a one-on-one conversation with the kid and say,
right,
I support you. I want to do everything within my power. Please know that
right.
I'm on your side.
And I think you can have a one-on-one conversation with that and say, the school might not support you right now. Your parents might not. I mean, this child must know that their parents at home are telling them that they can't do it. So it's not like the teacher's outing the parents in any way as awful people, because they've probably already told the child at home, you can't go by that name, et cetera.
Right.
But that's why I would say, yeah, even if you're just staying after class and talking to them for a minute, I don't know. I feel like it's better than nothing.
That's tough. That's hard.
I wish I had all the answers. I'm glad you want to do something, Jay.
Jay, we support you. We will use correct pronouns of students that you have. I don't know. That's tough. I wish you the best. There's nothing else I can say.
I like what you said about emailing, like, Glisten or GLAAD. Or
sometimes, like, yeah, that is my number one thing. And clearly, like, Jay is asking people but wondered what we would do. We don't have the answers to anything.
Right.
Clearly. And but there are people that are professionals that do.
Yeah.
And I think the number one thing that you can do is know when to best consult the people that do have the right answers.
Have better answers.
And I think you're on the right step because you are asking people for advice. So.
Yeah. We didn't preface this at the beginning of the episode, but I guess we're
just a couple of
idiots
cookies.
Trying to Ooh-wee. Let you know what we would do. And that's all we can do. Sometimes.
I'm just thinking, if I were that damn teacher, I am too stubborn. I would be like,
I would do
this
it.
Is their pronouns. This is their name. You know what I mean?
You're afraid to get fired. Like, I know I would talk to them after class. Yeah. I would say, I support you. I would say, we live in a shitty environment where people don't want
but
to acknowledge you.
Change starts with people like you.
Right.
With one person.
And that's why I say, I would write notes to the student and say, hey, chosen name, hope you're doing well. Use the pronouns that they want. Say I'm here for you. Say thank you for sharing this with me. I support you. I would literally do any of those little things that I could do to let this child know that they're not completely alone, surrounded by people who don't want to acknowledge what they're experiencing.
And maybe you can't change the minds of the administration, but what you are totally capable as a teacher of K-8 is changing the next generation of people that live in your community. You are in charge of fostering these minds and these attitudes toward people that are different from them. You're in charge of how they react to somebody who might come out as LGBTQ+. You're in charge of so many developmental things of how they treat humans. And while this might be a battle that you might not be able to win against your administration, you can win the battle long-term by creating a whole generation within your community that is accepting towards trans people. And I would say that's a win within itself too.
I mean, I'm just wondering, like, so this is a sixth grader. What if the sixth grader came to school? And I feel like I had people in my school who went by a different spelling of their name, like once they got to seventh grade or went by a shortened version of their name. So you're telling me if this sixth grader just told all the other students in the class that I want to go by this name now, is the administration just going to make all the students stop using it too? They can't do
that. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not in charge. I don't know.
I know. It just...
Tell your student that we love them, too.
Please, yeah, absolutely.
That's
any
all.
Hoozle.
Okay. Wow. Well, I think we did some damn good work today.
I think we covered the whole spectrum from, like...
Lord have mercy,
fucking
Kelly Clarkson, Eddie
to,
Murphy.
Like, I hate when you say that. I can't believe this is our first fight. If you ever have advice questions that you want us to chime in on. We are by no means professionals, but you can always email psychobabblequestions@gmail.com and we will try to help you out as best we can. Like Tyler said, we don't have all the answers, but sometimes it is nice to hear what someone else's perspective would
be. And like, we don't have the answers, but if we talk it out, maybe we'll like open a section of your mind that might have the solution. But here's the thing. If you send an email, make sure the subject is good, has the gist of what you want to ask about, make it clickable, and we might click it. Don't just say, open me.
Yeah, that one about...
That's going to spam, honey.
That one about fucking on the kitchen counter had a great title.
What was
I think it?
It
was fucking on the kitchen counter.
And did you click?
I mean, we answered it.
Yes, honey. So yeah, send an email, psychobabblequestions@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. Thanks for bearing with us. That's all. Bye, Corey.
Love you.
Later.
The people, not you.
Got it.
You I just like today.
Okay.